Russian invasion of Ukraine. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Nearly 1.5 million people fleeing Ukraine and taking refuge in neighboring countries, including Poland and Hungary.
We spoke to a family of four who had just arrived among the thousands of others here by train. They had just escaped the city where that nuclear power plant came under attack by Russian forces. It's mostly women and children arriving here in Lviv because military-age males have to stay and fight, part of President Zelensky's decree. The refugees are fleeing a war-torn country, cities destroyed by the Russians such as Kharkiv, Mariupol, and the capital. Some come here to stay with relatives, others using the city as a transit hub before fleeing to another country.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv, Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Moldova Sunday, meeting with leaders there to discuss how to handle the influx of over 120,000 refugees from Ukraine. Israeli Prime Minister Bennett speaking separately with Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky Saturday in hopes of striking a peace deal. Ukrainian military needing more help in order to defeat Russian forces.
We were on the front lines of this conflict in Irpin, just outside of the capital of Kyiv, and it was significant to see the movements of these troops. They are using all of the anti-aircraft and anti-tank missiles that they have. It's part of the reason you see Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky once again appealing to the international community for support.
Fox's Trey Yingst. President Zelensky speaking with 280 U.S. lawmakers Saturday, pleading for a no-fly zone. Ammunitions Inc. in Scottsdale, Arizona, donating 1 million rounds to the Ukrainian military. The U.S. potentially making a deal with Poland to send warplanes to Warsaw to replace Soviet-era fighter jets to Ukraine. WNBA star Brittany Griner arrested in Russia on drug charges. Tornado ripping through central Iowa, killing 6 people and injuring 4 others. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden visiting Texas this week to discuss Veterans Affairs.
The president will visit Fort Worth Tuesday to talk Veteran Affairs in a discussion the White House says that will center around upholding the country's sacred obligation to veterans, in line with comments the president made during his State of the Union speech for Congress to pass a law bolstering veteran benefits. The president has been traveling more this year to promote his agenda and as he looks to salvage low approval ratings over the economy, crime, the border. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A juror in the Gillen-Maxwell case meeting with a judge this week over possible bias. Maxwell, a close associate of Jeffrey Epstein, found guilty of multiple sex trafficking charges.
On Tuesday, the judge who presided over Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking trial in New York will question a juror who told the media after Maxwell's conviction that he'd been sexually abused as a child for years and never told anyone. But on the jury questionnaire, it had asked if he'd ever been the victim of sexual assault or harassment, and he checked no. The judge said after the trial that his remarks mean he likely made a false statement to the court. He told Reuters he flew through the questionnaire and didn't read it thoroughly. Attorneys for Maxwell are seeking a new trial based on this development. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Boston, the latest city to lift its indoor masking requirements. Fox's Samantha Liebman has the report.
Boston, the latest city to lift its mask mandate for all indoor public spaces. The city's health commissioner citing a decline in cases and hospitalizations and high vaccination rates for lifting the mandate Saturday. Masks will still be required in public schools and recommended in settings that serve vulnerable populations. Mask wearing will continue to be strongly recommended, particularly in crowded settings or while interacting with people at higher risk of severe illness from the virus.
Indoor mask mandates removed in Los Angeles County last Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.